Love is here, love is now. That's amazing. Amazing how God always works that out in the scriptures. Love is here, love is now. In 2 Corinthians 6, 1 through 2, we're going to talk about. Now, we're going to talk about several different things in the scripture, and I could have went on and on and on by researching this, but the first verse of the scripture I'm going to read to you that has now in it, God spoke to my heart about now. It's now. Now is the time. Today is the accepted time. Now is the appointed time. It's about now and what we do for the Lord now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, and the days after that, but now. What are we doing with him now? What does he mean to us now? Love is here. Love is now. In 2 Corinthians 6, 1 through 2. While you're looking for that, let's pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are God of now. I thank you, Lord, that you have risen. You're alive and you're well. And Lord, I pray today as we focus on that word now, the Lord, that, Father, you would be honored. You would be glorified through it. That you would speak to us, the Lord, that we would be refreshed and we would be renewed, the Lord. And thinking about that love is here, love is now. And thinking about the marvelous love that you had for us, the Lord. Marvelous that you are. And Father, I pray that we would focus on your word today, the Lord, that Father, you would just take all our burdens away and take all the heaviness of our hearts away, the Lord, and all that is going on in our mind and what we got to face this week at our jobs and work and with our families and things of that nature. Lord, that we can just lay it aside for a moment, the Lord, and that we can be renewed in your word, be strengthened in your word, the Lord. And Father, that we'd open up our hearts and open up our minds and receive your word this morning and Father, apply it to our life, the Lord, and then Father, go out and be doers of your word, not just hearers only, the Lord. And Father, we pray that you bind Satan up, bind his demons and workers up, and keep them at bay, the Lord. And Father, keep them away from here and away from our family and guests and visitors that come this way, the Lord. And Father, let us be bathed and soak in you, the Lord. Let us feel your presence of the power of the Holy Spirit of God, the Lord. Give us the freedom to worship and to preach and to sing and things of that nature, Lord, that we want to do for you. May it be a freedom here that we can express that and enjoy that, the Lord. And Father, we just pray that you meet us here in this place today. Father, unless you show up, unless your Holy Spirit convicts, nothing's going to happen, the Lord. But Father, you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And Lord, we pray that we lift your name up today so that you will draw people unto you today. Lord, we're going to thank you for your word. Thank you for what you're going to do. We pray and give this service to you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1 and 2. I want us again to look at and consider the word now when it is used in the scripture. And I think we will find it beneficial and profitable for us today as we look at that. So 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 1 through 2 says this. It says, we then. And I like that when it started out. We then, because we are a family of God here. We are a team here. There is no I in team. As you've heard me say a bunch of times, T-E-A-M, together everyone accomplishes more. We are together. We are the family of God here. It says, we then as workers what? Together. We then as workers together with him, with the Lord. We are the workers together. We are joined here together. We are his workers. We are the body of Christ. We are the servants. We are the leaders. We are the family of God. We together are workers for him. It says, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When I thought about that, as I read that verse of scripture, and I was doing a devotion this week, God spoke to me. And in the devotion that I read, it talked about now. It talked about now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. It's now. And I think about the economy, and I think about the presidential race coming up, and I think about these things and look around and see this world and what is happening. Folks, we don't have time to wait around. It's now. If we're going to do something, it's now. If we're going to make a difference in this world, it's now. If we're going to make Jesus Lord of our life, it needs to be now. It needs to be now. Now is the day, it says. It says now. In the scripture, it says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And when I was reading that, God began to convict me. God began to work in my life. life and show me things that it's now. It's now. It is, we don't have time to wait around. It's today. It's now. I tell you all the time, when I'm studying God's word and preparing a message and a lesson, God convicts me about 6 days a week because I preach it to myself about 6 different times during that week. Y'all get it one time. That's not fair. It's now. He gives me something new every time I read it. It's now. So he speaks to me to speak to you. It's now. It's now time. God deals with me and gives me the words to say as he convicts me of things in my life. So now, when I see that, if you're taking notes, there's several things that I want to point out this morning about now. Now in the life of a Christian. Now in the life of somebody that needs to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. The now that God has for you and me, that we can find our strength in, that we can be renewed in him, we can be excited in him, excited about what the Lord is doing. He's given us a new day, folks. It's now. Hey, listen, we ain't got to worry about the mess ups we made yesterday and all week long. It's a new day. It's now. He's given us a new chance to make it right and to make it all over again. Aren't you glad we serve a God of a second chance? Yeah. Amen. Yeah, I needed a God of a million chances for me, amen. God had a sense of humor when he called me into ministry. Just don't ask my brother about everything about me. He had a sense of humor when he called me into ministry. I can tell you that. God, if he can save me and change me, he can do you the same way now, today. It's now. But if you're taking notes, number one now. Now in the resurrection. Now in the resurrection, I want us to look at 1 Corinthians 15. In verse 20, it says, now in the hope of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15, 20 through 22 says what? But what? Now. But now. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The eternal triumph is seen in these words, folks. The eternal triumph for you and me is seen here. These words suggest a present life of victory for the Christian through the risen Christ. Through Christ being raised, through Christ being risen, it gives you and me the victory in the presence now to enjoy this life that God has for us. Through him being arose, through him being made alive, we can enjoy that victory as a Christian through the risen Christ. We are risen with Christ, it says. In Colossians 2:12, it says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. It said, now, when you go back to that verse of scripture that we started in 1 Corinthians 15, 20 and 22, it said, But now is Christ. When I think of that, when I think because Christ is risen, and I think about now is the resurrection, now is Christ risen, we serve a living Savior. I don't serve one that's dead and in a tomb somewhere. I serve one that is alive and well, and he's living now. He's living now to make an intercession for you and me. He's on the right hand of the Father, that if anything that we have in our life, any troubles or tribulations coming, any sin we need to confess or whatever, he's right there now for you and me. You don't have to worry about it. He's there now. Whatever you're going through, he's a God of now. Thank the Lord, he's not a God of a want to be or a God of a used to be. He's a God now. He's still alive and well. Because he has risen, because of the resurrection in him, you and I will live one day. You and I will rise one day. It said that in Colossians and 2:12. It said, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. By man came that resurrection. By sin and by death, by one man, Adam, all died. But in Christ Jesus, we all are made alive and well and can experience and enjoy the resurrection of the Lord. More than that, we can enjoy that now. We can enjoy the benefits of that today. Thank the Lord that if I trip and I stumble and I fall, I don't have to worry about until Jesus comes back and when he's looking at me, and things of that nature, and I'm standing before him in the presence of the Shekinah glory of God to say, Lord, would you forgive me? Lord, would you forgive me of that? Would you forgive me of this? I don't have to worry about that. When I stumble and I trip and I fall today, instantly I can go to Jesus and say, I messed up. Lord, would you forgive me of what I've done? I've messed up, Lord. Would you forgive me? Would you help me, Lord? I serve a forgiving Savior. I serve a risen Savior. I serve a Savior that is alive and well now. I don't have to wait on something. I don't have to wait to go and confess my sins to anybody else. I can do it now. I can do it now. I can take it through the throne of God now. I can take it to Jesus now. I don't have to wait. I can go now. I can go now, just like if I need to borrow a cup of sugar, I go now. I need someone to get home. I can go now. You know, go out the back door and I got it. It's now. It's now. We can do that now. Now in the resurrection. Now. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. For by since by man was death, by man also come the resurrection of dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Be made alive in him, because Christ is risen. You and I will rise in one day. You and I will have that experience as victory. As Christians, we know that Jesus rose. We know that he's alive and well. He resides in you and me, and every Christian that has ever asked Jesus in their heart to be their Lord and Savior, he lives within you. In Corinthians, it also tells us, for what? Know you not that your body is the temple of God? He lives in you. You are not your own. You were bought with a price. No, you are not your own. He lives within you. That resurrection, that now in the resurrection, we can experience and enjoy it now as Christian brothers and sisters. We were in back today in the Sunday school teachers meeting, and we were back there and we were laughing and we were having a good time and we were cutting up and we were talking about Joe, and it really made it a lot funnier. And so we were having a good time in the Sunday school. I just have to tell you, there's certain things that Joe don't know where it is in the house. When it comes to cooking, she forgot the way to the kitchen. It's amazing. And also, she lost a credit card not too long ago. She would have found it. Y'all got to listen to me. She would have found it, but she never goes to the place where she lost it. It was in the dirty clothes hamper. So it's have fun. So see, y'all don't know what y'all miss out around here. We have fun in Jesus, and believe me, she will pay me back Thursday. We have fun in Jesus. We love to be around here. We love to aggravate and carry on. I told him, don't nobody ever take Rick's clothes off, because there's 2x4 marks all over his back. So we have fun. We enjoy one another. Why? Because we are alive and well in Christ. Because we serve a risen Savior, we can enjoy the victory in Jesus and enjoy the company with one another, the fellowship with one another, the love for one another, because he is alive and well, we are alive and well. Because he arose from the grave, we will rise from the grave, and that's shouting grounds even for a Baptist. Amen. Amen. Oh, resurrection. Now in the resurrection. Amen. Swipe it through the swamp donkey. Well, right back to you. Number two, if you take a notes, now in justification. Now in justification. Romans 5, 8, 9. It says, but God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being what? Mark is messing with me. Y'all up there where you're supposed to be at there. Romans 5, 8 through 9. Y'all got that look on your face like, where did you just go to? All right, Romans 5, 8 and 9. It says this again. Here we go. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners. It's all right. Stay right there. Don't move. I'll catch you in a minute. See, y'all just don't know how much fun y'all are missing out on. Christ died for us much more than being what? Now that we made it, whoo, glory to God, amen. But now justified by what? His blood. We shall be saved from the wrath through him. And Romans 8:1 says, There is therefore what? No. Now no condemnation. Oh, yeah, I'm having fun today. I'm going too fast today. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This is a wonderful statement for us as believers, that we know and we understand, now are we justified by His blood. It's not then, it's the day that Jesus died on the cross for you. He shed His shed blood for you and me. And it's now that when we receive Him as Lord and Savior, it's now that we become justified by the blood of Jesus. Justified in Him. It's not, you don't have to wait for it. You don't have to wait until you die to get to heaven to receive His justification. You don't have to do that. He already paid that price on the cross of Calvary for us, as it said in Romans 5:8. But God commanded His love towards us, that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He died for me, and I am justified in His blood. The moment that I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I become justified by the blood of the Lamb, justified by what Jesus done for me on the cross of Calvary. I become justified then. It's now. It's now that we become justified. We don't have to wait on it. It's now that He does that. Now in justification. Now being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. Now being justified in Him. Not only that, but I thank the Lord that it is because being justified in Him, it is now. It is the moment we make Him Lord of our life. It's now. We don't have to wait on it to receive it. It's now. It's instantaneously when you accept it. It's now. You don't have to worry about it. You can take that check to the bank and cash it all day long now. Jesus has it. Not only that, but number three, the now in His sonship. In 1 John 3:1-2, now in His sonship, it is, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, but it knew Him not. Beloved, what? Now are we what? The sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Listen to me. We trust God, folks. We trust God for the future. We trust God in the things and rejoice in the present privileges that we experience of being a child of God. There's privileges that come to us that we experience as being the children of God. As we experience those things, our relationships in this life pale insignificant to the love and the relationship that God has with each and every sinner that are saved by the mercy of grace of His love. It is now. It is now that we have and are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. It's now that we have that sonship in Him. It said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, but it knew Him not. Beloved, now. Now are we the sons of God. Now are we the children of God. Now are we heirs and joint heirs with Christ. The moment you make Jesus Lord of your life, you will experience the resurrection if your life was sniffed out. That moment you made Jesus Lord of your life, it was then that you experienced the justification. That moment when you made Jesus Lord of your life, it's then you become the sons and daughters and the children of God. It's then, it's now, the moment you make Him Lord of God. It's not something that you wait on. It's something that you experience. It's the privileges that you have now when you do it. Now when you do it. It's instantaneously. Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord that it's now. Not in that, but number four, if you take a note. Now in consolation. Now in consolation in 2 Corinthians 1:3-6. Now in consolation, 2 Corinthians 1:3-6, it says this. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Now in consolation, the God that brings you consolation and comfort is a God of now. When you need it, He's there. who comforted us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. I've said it before. A lot of times we go through things, and our outlook on those things that we go through and the troubles that come our way, it might be that God's going to use you to touch somebody else's life that might be going through the same thing. That he'll use you, and that's what this verse is saying, who will comfort us in our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation of salvation. In Luke 16:25, it says this. It said, but Abraham said, son, remember thou in thy lifetime receivest thou good thing. It's talking about Lazarus and the rich man here. Receiveth thou good things, likewise Lazarus evil things. But now is he comforted, and thou art tormented. The Christian is comforted now. Now we can have that comfort. Now that we can have that peace. Now that we can have that consolation in him. It's today he wants to bring that to your life. It's today he wants to bring that comfort to you. It is now. It is now in that eternal consolation that lies in the future. There are situations in this life where there's sinners that are without comfort. They're without peace. They don't know the peace. They need to know Jesus. He is the peace giver. He is the peacemaker. He's the one that comforts you. He's the one that offers that consolation to you and me. It is found in Jesus. The world looks for so many other places to find comfort and turn to so many different other things in this world. If you just turn to Jesus, you will find it in there. You will find solace there. You will find comfort there. You will find peace there. And guess what? It is now he wants to give it to you. It's now. It's now he wants to do that. It's now that he wants to bring that to your life and my life. You don't have to wait on it. Again, he said, but now is he comforted. It's now that he wants to do that. And then I thought about number five, now in citizenship. Now in citizenship. In Ephesians, now in faithful citizenship. In Ephesians 2:19-22, it says this. It says what? Now. Now, it says. Now. And now. Now. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but what? Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building is fitly framed together, groweth unto the holy temple unto the Lord, in whom you are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Thank the Lord that we as Christians have a heavenly home and a citizenship in heaven for you and me. It's that citizenship now. Now we enjoy that. He tells us in John 14:2-3, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. It is now. It is now that we enjoy that citizenship. Listen, I tell you all the time, I'm not a citizen of this world. I'm a citizen of heaven just trying to make it through this world. My citizenship, when I made Jesus Lord of my life, now resides in heaven. Amen. Our citizenship is there. And the moment we make Jesus Lord of our life, it changes our location and our address. I'm longing to be there. Amen. I want to get out of here and be there. My citizenship is in heaven. It is now. It is now when you make Jesus Lord of your life. It is now that he gives you. He writes your name down in Revelations, it said, in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it is recorded at that moment. Right then, when you make Jesus Lord of your life, it's wrote down. Your citizenship now is changed to heaven. Your address now is changed there. You got a new identity. You got a new citizenship, and it's now when you make Jesus Lord of your life. You don't have to wait on it. It's now. It's now that that happens. Not only that, but lastly, in number six, That's now in abiding. In 1 John 2:28, now in abiding, abiding in Christ. In 1 John 2:28, it says this. It said, and what? Now, little children, abide where? Abide in him. Now abiding. Now abide in him. That when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. And John 15:4-5 says this. Says what? Abide. Abide in me and I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Abiding, he tells us in 1 John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him. We need to abide in the Lord. We need to abide in Christ. We need to understand that the old song says we can't even walk without him holding our hand. We can't do nothing without him. We need to abide in him. Abide in him through prayer. Abide in him in understanding of the resurrection of the Lord, that it's now. Abiding in him and understanding about justification the moment we're saved. It is now. Abiding in him and we have, when we make him Lord of our life, we have that sonship in Jesus, and it's now that we have that. Now in consolation and comfort, you can find that now in Jesus. If you're searching for that, needing that, you can find it in him. He wants to give that to you this morning. Now, when you make Jesus Lord of your life, your citizenship is in heaven. It's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life up there. Now, when you make that decision, and he wants us to abide in him now. If there is ever a time we need to apply these things in our life and understand that now is here. We living in the now, and we need to abide in the Lord and him in our life. And now, Jameson, you guys can come back, praise team. It's now. Now. It is now. Abiding in him. Now making Jesus Lord of our life. Now looking to him as the author and finisher of our salvation. It's now. It's now. We don't have time. Listen to me. You're not promised tomorrow. James tells us, for what is your life? It's but a vapor. Appear for a little while and vanish away. We're not promised tomorrow. Life is short, folks. Life is short. We're not promised tomorrow. If we need to make decisions for the Lord, we need to make decisions for him. It's now. As I said in 1 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2, it says now. Today is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. It's now. If we do something for the Lord, we need to do it now. Need to do it now. You need to do it now. We need to do it now. You know, I looked at Mr. Rick and saying now, you know, the clothes need to be washed now. The kitchen needs to be cleaned now. I'm going to pay for that big time. And it's not going to be thirsty. It's going to be now when church is over with. She knows I love her, though. It's now. Those things we need to make known to the Lord now. Make it known to him. And do business with the Lord now. Oh, you may be here and you may be looking for a church home. I don't know. Will you stand with me? You may be looking for a church home, folks. We love to have fun around here, as you can tell. This is a loving family. We love to have a good time and fun in the Lord. If you're looking for a church home, we'd love to be your home. I'd love to be your pastor. Maybe you're here and you have never made Jesus Lord of your life. Why don't you do that now? Won't you do that now? Won't you make him Lord of your life now? He said, now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. Won't you make him Lord of your life today? Or maybe you're here and you need us to pray with you about something, and you just need that comfort and that consolation in the Lord. You come up and spend some time at the altar. Now. Now is your time.